just fine a minute ago.
Oh, no. Stu, look at that gigantic bruise.
Dee Dee, he probably just bumped his head trying to get that balloon.
Stu, are you blaming Tommy's concussion on the balloon?
Concussion?
It's not the balloon's fault, Stu. Oh, how can Betty and I trust you dads with the babies during the game this afternoon? You won't watch them at all.
Of course we will.
Don't be silly. After kickoff, all you boys will be thinking about is guzzling soda and gobbling pork rinds.
Whoa, time out, Dee Dee. I haven't eaten pork rinds in years.
Oh, maybe I should just stay home. This place is an accident waiting to happen.
Dee Dee, he won't hurt himself again. I promise.
Well, maybe you're right.
You're gonna what?
I'm gonna invent something that'll keep Tommy from hurting himself, Pop.
You can't keep a baby from hurting himself. Why, when I was a sprat, I used to crawl through Moore's cactus garden hunting for horny toads.
Horny toads, Pop?
That's what I said. And all I had on was my birthday suit. What are you gonna do? Put Tommy in a bubble?
Well, if I don't think of something, we dads are going to have to take turns looking after the kids. That means watching the game in shifts.
Shifts? Well, get busy then!
Pop, that's it! Look! Protective headgear!
Huh?
Drew.
Drew? Stu.
Stu?
Right, Drew. Listen, I think I've solved this babysitting thing. Get a hold of the other dads and tell them the game is still on. And Drew?
Yes, Stu?
This is top secret. Oh, Dee Dee, we've got something to show you.
What's going on?
Dee Dee, you and Betty may go to the mall without fear.
We can?
That's right, because Tommy is now virtually unbruisable.
He is?
Yeah, here, I'll show you.
What on earth is it, Stu?
Presenting the Bonk-O-Matic Baby Bumper.
The Bonk-A-Who's-It Baby what?
The Bonk-O-Matic Baby Bumper offers complete cranial suspension, protection from the 1,001 hazards of the average American household, absolute freedom of movement, and best of all, a worry-free day of shopping for Mom.
Oh, I don't know, Stu. Are you sure it'll work?
Deed, it's guaranteed.
Well, all right. Betty and I will be back in a few hours. Bye-bye.
Yes!
What's it for, anyway?
Yeah, what's it for?
I think it's to keep my face from getting out.
Who goes there?
Hi, Pop.
What's the password?
Pork rinds.
Bingo!
Hey, Charles, great. You brought the big screen remote. Ooh, in surround-a-thon stereo.
I don't know, Stu. Maybe this football game isn't such a good idea. Would you rather watch the chess playoffs on the Culture Channel?
Gee, I don't know. What do you think, guys?
Oh, put it in your ear.
What's that stupid thing you got on your head?
Guys, now that you're here, I can show everyone. Here it is, the answer to all our parroting problems, the Bonk-O-Matic Baby Bumper.
Wow. That's me.
Guys, we're talking complete cranial protection here. Baby gets to play, Dad gets to go about his business, and voila, no more worried moms. Best of all, each kid gets one.
Yes!
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to our coverage of football's big event, the Ultra Bowl. I'm Chick Hearn, coming to you live from the Lone Star State with my good friend, Hank Duff.
Hi, folks.
Hank, how's it feel to be back in your own home turf?
Feels great, Chick.
Come on, Houston! Go get him, Dallas!
Actually, both teams have their strong points.
Chucky, you in there?
I think so.
I can't believe your dad made me wear this dumb baby helmet.
They're not dumb, Angelica. They're really neat.
Yeah. And look at this.
Wow. Come on, Chucky. Let's try it.
It's first and 10. Parnelli gets the snap. Hands off to Jenkins, who goes up the middle for Houston, and he's stopped at the line of scrimmage.
Face it, Stu, that Dallas line is impenetrable.
Impenetrable? Bunch of wimps is more like it. In my day, we played real football.
Come on, Pop. Real football?
Yep. Back in Minnesota State, they called me the galloping...
Geezer?
Geezer?
Very funny. I was the galloping... Hey, we out of pork rinds already?
There's more out in the kitchen, Pop. Hey, Pop, would you give the kids their bottles while you're up? Galloping geezer.
Okay, Sprouts, milk brick. Here you go, Phil. And here's one for Lil. And this one's for old Chucky. And here's one for my little princess.
Bottles are for babies, Grandpa. I'm not a baby.
I plumb forgot. Fixed up something special for you, Scout.
Drinky little Baba Baby Boo.
Wow! It's chocolate milk!
Chocolate milk?
Chocolate milk?
Give me that bottle.
No, it's mine.
I said give it. Give me that chocolate milk!
Sebastiani on the draw play.
Ooh, nowhere to go, Chick.
But look at him. He squirts through to pick up 7 yards before he's finally dragged down from behind.
Nice second effort there, Chick.
Thanks, Hank. Dallas Ball, 2nd and 3 at their own 18-yard line.
2nd and who?
3.
Turn it up, Stu. My ears on the fritz.
Here's the snap. Dawkins dropping back to throw. But the pocket collapses around him. He's trapped in the backfield. Big Bubba Nagurski breaks through.
Looks like a sack for sure, Chick.
But wait, Kincaid's wide open at the line of scrimmage. Dawkins gets the ball off just as Bubba smashes into the ground.
Wow, what a shovel pass.
Sheer luck.
Here comes a draw play up the middle, but Nagurski's there and he grabs Kincaid around the knees. Oh, a fumble, loose ball.
Boy, what's going on down there, Chick? This guy's got moves like nobody in the league.
But wait. D'Angelo dives on it. What a break for Dallas.
He came out of nowhere, Chick.
And believe me, he doesn't want to give up that ball. Dallas Ball, 1st and 10 at the 11-yard line. What? The Statue of Liberty play? How long's it been, Hank, since we've seen that one?
Not since Minnesota State, young fella.
Hey, no! Over here!
Look at this, Hank. They're playing backyard football with this explosive Houston team. Not a prudent thing to do here in the House of Pain. Uh-oh! The line coming at him. Ouch!
That hurts, Chick.
Dawkins has the ball. But there's Bubba again.
Oh, Mama.
Dawkins under severe pressure. He hesitates. He pump fakes the ball and he looks to Kincaid. He throws the bomb. It's intercepted, Hank!
Wow. Nagurski made an all-pro move on this one, Chick. Let's take another look. Mud everywhere, Chick.
What a mess, Hank. We'll be back with more Ultra Bowl coverage after these important messages.
What in the world is going on here?
Huh? Uh-oh.
What are the kids covered with? And what are those horrible stains all over my living room?
I don't know, Dee. Looks like chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk? Who was watching her when this happened?
I told you we should have watched the chess tournament.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba
Open up, Tommy. Oh, Betty. That was Mr. Fluffles, Tommy's favorite lamp. There, there, sweetie.
What happened? I was taking my nap and I heard a loud sound.
Oh, honey, one of the babies broke the lamp Uncle Stu made for Tommy.
Aw, Mr. Fluffles?
I'm afraid so, honey.
You know, I saw a lamp just like that one at Baby World last week. Let's call them and see if they still got any.
Great idea, Betty.
I love my clown lamp like a brother. And now he's gone. Why my lamp? Why? He never hurt anybody. He just shined his light on stuff and smiled.
Ah, quit bellyaching. Forget about your dumb old clown lamp. Your mom's in the other room buying you a new one anyway.
I don't want a new one. I want my old one.
Tommy, it's God.
Then I want to know who did it. Which one of you broke my lamp?
Well, Tommy, there's one way to find out. We could have a trial.
What's a trial?
Here, I'll show you. Tommy, you sit in this chair. Since it was your clown lamp, you get to be the judge.
The fudge?
No, judge! Can't you babies talk right? And here's your gravel. Just hit it on the table and say, order, order.
Order, order.
Not yet! See these teddy bears? They're the jerky.
The jury?
Not the jury, the jerky! At the end of the trial, the jerky guys whisper to each other, then one of the storytellers goes to jail. Now, since I'm the smartest person here, I'm gonna be the persecutor.
Why can't we be the persecutor?
Watch it or I'll make you the jerky. For my first witness, I call Dylan Will!
Us?
Just stand up. Okay, now raise your hands. Do you swear to tell Ruth all Ruth and nothing but Ruth so help you, Bob? Just say you do.
You do.
Now say your names.
Well, Angelica, you know our names.
Say them for the jerky.
Bill.
Lil.
Where are you on the night of June 6th?
Huh?
Just answer the question, yes or no?
Yes.
No.
Uh-huh. So you did break Tommy's lamp.
No.
Ernest.
We would never break Tommy's lamp.
A likely story.
But we didn't do it.
Then why don't you tell us, in your own words, just what happened?
We were playing You're It.
Bill was it.
Nah, Lil was it.
Nuh-uh, Bill was it.
You were it, Lillian.
No, you were it, Philip.
You!
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 Order, order!
Maybe you guys should talk about the clown lamp instead of who was it.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway, we ran over to the lamp and started playing Ring Bound to Rosie.
We went round and round.
You're wrong.
And then we let go.
We ran and we ran.
And we ran some more.
Until suddenly, we heard it.
And that's all we saw.
A very good story. But it isn't the whole story, is it?
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean, don't you, Phil?
Well?
Isn't there another story you'd like to tell us, Lil? Like what really happened? You did start by playing a nice game of Ring Round the Rosie. But soon, the game stopped being so nice. Faster and faster you spin. And even faster until you really got dizzy. And then you let go. But when you did, something you didn't expect happened. You knocked the lamp! So you ran away, and you didn't stop running until you heard a crash. And that's how you broke the lamp.
No! We did knock the lamp when we ran by, but we didn't break it.
Honest!
No, maybe you didn't. And besides, there was someone else in the room when the lamp broke, wasn't there?
Who?
Yes, who? Who could have knocked over the lamp and then left you to get in trouble? Could it have been Chucky?
No, no!
There's a perpetrator! I called Chucky to the stand! Do you swear to tell Ruth and all that stuff?
Do I have to?
You can tell he did it.
I didn't break it. Just tell your story, Chucky. I was just watching Phil and Lil play when it happened. They were playing Ring Around the Rosie, and it looked kind of dangerous, so I just sat on the floor and watched them. Then they ran away. That's what I knew. I was all alone. Then I heard a noise from behind me. I turned around, and there it was. A monster! I ran and ran and ran and ran, but I could hear it thumping right behind me. So I hid under the couch.
But that isn't really the whole story, is it, Chucky?
What do you mean?
When you were sitting there watching Phil and Lil play, you started thinking about bad ideas, didn't you, Chucky?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you know exactly what I'm talking about, Chucky. That lamp. You wanted to push it more, much more, didn't you, Chucky?
No!
Yes! You wanted to push it till it fell over. You wanted to break the clown lamp.
It's true. It's true. I wanted to break that lamp. I wanted to break it because it was scary. Bad, Tommy. Real bad.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jerky, Chucky broke the lamp.
No! I thought about breaking the lamp. I even wanted to, but I didn't do it.
Liar!
Order, order. If Chucky says he didn't broke the lamp, then he didn't broke the lamp. But Tommy, if I didn't do it, who did? Well, we don't know who broke the lamp. But we do know who did not broke the lamp. Phil and Lil could not broke the lamp on account of they were playing on the other side of the room. You couldn't have done it because your head was hiding under a pillow. Angelica couldn't have broke the lamp because she was taking her afternoon nap. And I couldn't have broke it because I was... Hey, wait a minute. Angelica, didn't you already take a nap this morning before you came over?
I took two naps today.
But Angelica, if you were taking a nap, how'd you know how fast we ran around the Rosie?
Well, how'd you know we hit the lamp when we ran away?
And how'd you know all the other stuff you knowed?
I...
Angelica did it? You mean you broke my lamp?
Oh, brother. Do I have to tell you babies everything? All right. Admit it. I'm the one who broke the lamp, and I don't care.
Well, why, Angelica? Why did you do such a bad thing?
Why? I'll tell you why. It all started in the hallway. I was looking for a crayon so I could draw on the wall and blame it on you, Tommy. And then I saw him, Chucky, sitting there by the closet watching Phil and Lil play some stupid little game. The kind of game babies play but don't invite the bigger, better kids to play, which really makes me mad. So, I found your Halloween mask lying on the ground, Tommy. I picked it up and put it on, and then I tackled him. Chucky yelled like a fraidy cat and ran away. That's when I saw it, that stupid clown lamp, with its stupid face and its goofy nose and that stupid smile. I want to make sure he never smiled again. That's right, I did it. And I'd break it again if I had the chance. But you know what? There's nothing you babies can't do about it, because you can't talk. I did it, I did it, I did it!
Angelica!
Oops. I didn't do it! I didn't do it!
We heard the whole thing, Angelica.
So you broke the lamp, young lady. Well, you can just sit in the kitchen with us until your father gets back.
What do you think they'll do to her?
Do you think she'll go to jail?
I don't know.
No! Not the chair! Not the chair!
Does this mean the persecutor did it?
Yep.
I guess the persecutor's the perpetrator this time.